stuff. Here we go. In the Art Scroll, page 152. Shema. In the Green Feldheim, page Nun 50, top paragraph. Here we go. Ask the Ramchal. So we left off saying that there are two reasons why a person does not is not motivated, doesn't move and do things. We said where two, a person might be searching too much for comfort, and number two, fear. Fear, I'm afraid of what's going to be. So now, Frechter Ramchal, Es Ramchal. Just a little bit of a warning. We might go a couple minutes extra tonight just because I want to finish the perek, and there's a lot to say. Hopefully not that long. Here we go. Shema Toimar, Frechter Ramchal. Hari Matzim Shekhar Mechon 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 Mechon. Why are you telling me not be afraid? You're not allowed to put yourself in situations, and there is what to be afraid of. That a person has to realize that, except for catching a cold, right? You can't go ahead and say, oh, I have emuna, everything's going to be okay, and I'm walking around without a shirt, and it's freezing cold. You might catch a cold. You say, oh, it's a kol b'dei shemayim. So as the Ramchal is going to say, you're a fool for doing that. No. Even if you're doing a dvar mitzvah, you still have to be careful what you're doing. You can't walk through Harlem and say, you know, oh, I'm doing a mitzvah. Walk through a bad neighborhood that's dangerous. Say, oh, I'm doing a mitzvah. Okay, big, big, big tzaddikim. Maybe we're able to do a da. So zakt, the holy Ramchal, yesh yira, v'yesh yira. There are two types of fear. I love this. Thank you, Hashem, for the Ramchal to teach us. I use this when I speak to guys about dating, which you'll see in a second. Yesh yira ru'uya, yesh yira shoita. You could be a foolish fear man, or you could have rational fear. Is your fears foolish, or your fears are rational? Yesh bitachon, you could have bitachon. Yesh holus. And some is mockery. I don't know how they translate in the Art Scroll. Kinei Adon Baruch Hu, here he's going to explain life. Also, Sadam Bal Seichel. Ready for this? Hashem made a person with a Moyach Bekadkadai, with a brain. And he gave you a Seichel to use your brain. Nachoinu Svara Nechoicha, Lashayin Agatzma, Derech Tov. Hashem created certain things to punish the wicked, so stay away from those things. You're not a Baal Bitachon. Use your brain. Hashem gave a person a logic. He gave you a Seichel HaYashar. Use your logic. Is that something that's dangerous, or is it not dangerous? And if you do something by walking out in the cold, right, and saying, oh, I'm going to be okay. So not only are you going against Hashem, you're going against Hashem that he wants you to protect yourself, and you're not. Besides the fact that you're out in the cold, you're doing a chet, so you're a double whammy. Not only are you going to catch a cold, but Hashem, you're going against Hashem by walking out like that. It comes out that the chet itself, besides the fact that you're naturally exposing yourself, it also brings Hashem in the picture that Hashem's like, okay, what do you want from me? That's called appropriate fear. Appropriate fear is appropriate fear. Sha'aleinam arum ra ravanistar. The wise man sees. Now listen to the pasuk, because the Ramchal is going to make a diak in this. I see that which is dangerous, and I'm careful. I see that which is dangerous, and I'm careful. Upsayim avru v'nashim. The fool doesn't care. That's appropriate. You see something that is dangerous, stay away from it. Achayira hashutahi. What is foolish fear? I'll bring it into dating in a second. A guy wants to add fears upon fears and protection upon protection that don't even exist. V'yira al yira. So he has fear upon fear upon fear. Va'osa mishmeres l'mishvarat v'yagia mizeh bittul toira v'lavayda. Oh, he's smiling. Right, we all relate. What does that mean? I'm adding my own fears on fears that I don't need. Right? What was listen to what the Ramchal says, and then I'll give the example by dating. Haklala havka ben shtei yiros humasha chokam azrachon v'racha heichad deshchiyah chazik ashayni. If it makes sense that you're going to get hurt by it, then be careful. Ki malkum shahezek matzui v'noida yesh lishamer. If it's you have what to be careful about, then be careful. If it's a dangerous place, then it's dangerous. If it's not, you don't have to worry about it being dangerous. Ach malkum shehezek noida ein liyaro. And he says, that's the pshat, re'usat le'chasinu le'mechaskinan. If I don't see it, I don't have to worry about it. Ve'ein lo l'chacham ela ma she'ein of ro'os. If you see a problem, beep, beep, there's a problem. If you don't see a problem, you don't have to make a problem out of something. Hu atzmai is the pasuk that we said. Arum ra'a ra'a. The wise man sees clearly a problem and he's careful. Umamish is the pasuk that he says. Oh, I love it. I love it. So what's the thing? I'm going out with a girl. She's fine. This checks off fine. This checks off this. I'm worried that she might ba 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 ba. Did you see that on the date? Nope. Did she seem that she didn't, right? I'm worried that she's going to not be a nice person. Let's say I'm worried she's going to have an anger problem. Did you see her yell at anybody? No. Does it seem like she has an anger problem? No. Does her sister have an anger problem? No. Does anyone have it? No. But I'm worried that maybe when we get married, after we're married, she's going to have a... That's called yirashoita. Because there's nothing... Now, if somebody says, yes, I saw her when we went out on a date, she yelled at the waiter. So then, yeah, be worried that maybe she has an anger problem. Because you saw something very clearly. But to be worried out of the blue, that's your own stuff. Omar Otzel Shachar B'derech. Here we go, guys. Ready for the line. We're only 7 minutes in. We could close it now and it was worth it. Humamish the pasuk that says, the lazy man. Here we go. Guys, we're talking about laziness. This is all about laziness. Because laziness creates all this bilble in a person's brain. Bilble means like marble. It creates like everything's upside down. I can't just live the life that I want to live. The Utzel says, there must be a lion in the path. He says, listen to what the lazy man's going to do to make sure that you don't do any good things. Shivat varamam rashom b'Utzel. What happens? The Utzel says, Hari rabcha b'ir, your Rebbe's in the city. Go learn Torah from him. And what does he say? There might be a lion. Rabcha b'soy chamdina. Your Rebbe's in the community. Maybe the lion's running around the community. The lion is in your house. What does he say? If I go to him, maybe the door is locked. As we said yesterday, the lazy man, the pi ha'atzel, is filled and filled and filled with what? Excuses, excuses, excuses. Excuses. Not something rational. Not, oh, by the way, I looked out my window and I saw a lion in the road. Yeah, then lock up the doors. But if you didn't see a lion, why are you creating that? Here it is, everybody. Ayin Sham. Ha Lamadata. I think I'm going to give an extra star for this. I'm going to put a star right now. Actually, I'll do it after Shir because I don't want to. We have another minute. Ha Lamadata. Here it is. This line changed my life, and it's from the Ramchal, so I trust the Ramchal more than whatever. It's Torah. It's the Ramchal. It's MS. So you have to figure out how this fits into your life. You don't figure out whether it's true or not. It's true. Now you have a kasha. How I integrate that? That's a good kasha. So that's a good question. But this is a fact. We're gonna say this is a true line. Halamayata. Here it is. Ein hayira goremes sheis atzel. Your fears do not create your laziness. Your fears don't create your laziness. Rather, your laziness is what creates your fears. So the more fears you have, probably, this is my interpretation, Ramchal doesn't say it, I'm saying it, the more fears you have, probably the more lazy person is, because it creates it. Creates fears, 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 fears. Now, I'm not talking about something that is rotway to be afraid of. I don't think that that's what the Ramchal is talking about. But if you just have these irrational fears, it's not because you have to go to therapy. It could be you also have to go to therapy. But it could come from, as the Ramchal says, basically from your laziness.
We're almost finished. We're 10 minutes in. Not bad.
Someone who's done this and knows people knows the truth of this. We're finished up, guys. We're up to Nikias already. Baruch Hashem. I've said enough to awaken the heart. The wise man will add to this. Interesting. Ramchal says you gotta put sometimes the bad stuff down and to help you motivate to do the good stuff. That's what he says. If you're not careful with the negative things, it's very dangerous. Like he says, if you're having trouble connecting to Hashem, it could be because you're connecting to other things that are pulling you away from connecting to Hashem. You could be doing good things, but like, I'm missing something. Maybe you're missing something because I'm just giving this as an example. I know there's a shir that goes out and a lot of people listen to it, so don't take me for the exact example. It could be you're still listening to heavy rap music, or you're connecting to something that is something, and you're wondering why I can't connect to Shabbos. It could be because you're still connected to things that are detrimental. Because you're running after physical things, and that's why I'm having trouble connecting to the spiritual, because I'm connecting a lot to the physical. It'll be much easier to be mishtoikek to the good when you're able to clean yourself up and then experience the good. The experience of the good, the quality of your experience might be much, much more valuable. Your quality of your experience might be deeper. We only went 12 minutes, 45 seconds. We finished the perek. Amazing. Thank you. 10 minutes. Okay, we went 2 minutes extra of Mesil Sharma. Day keeps the Yetzirah away and at bay.